Welcome to Outside the Box, worth at least my 2 cents. Today's topic is a rights economy. Today, if you're listening on the radio or online, it's election day, including an exciting contest for a new mayor of New York City. If Zoran Mamdani wins, it will be a first in many respects. But it will also be a victory in my mind for voters who believe in economic rights. Mamdani's platform includes planks that should appeal to many voters, whatever their skin color, gender identity, ability or disability, and economic class. The campaign tried to appeal to millions of New Yorkers who struggle to get enough food, pay the rent, stay out of jail, get to their job, and in general, cope with an economy that leaves them out. For example, here is part of Mamdani's platform. 1. Freeze the rent so tenants over 2 million in the city do not have to worry about unaffordable rent increases. 2. Accelerate affordable housing construction and prevent some homeowners from accidentally giving up deeds to their own home. 3. Make city buses, though not yet subways, fare free to make transportation more affordable. 4. Create city-owned nonprofit grocery stores to limit rising food prices. 5. Establish no-cost childcare so parents can work for income. 6. Organize green schools for an environmentally sustainable city. And 7. Raise the minimum wage to a living wage of $30 an hour by 2030. The platform also includes statements on increasing access to health care, stabilizing city libraries, making small businesses more competitive, protecting rights for LGBTQIA+ individuals, fighting corporate exploitation, setting up a Department of Community Safety to support social service programs, offering baby baskets, diapers, food, etc. for newborns, full funding of K-12 education, and quote-unquote Trump-proofing New York City by getting rid of ICE. And to pay for some or all of it? An increase in corporate taxes, a 2% tax on millionaires, and some cost of living changes to reduce city expenses. Mamdani won't win the fundraising derby to pay for his campaign, but he hopes to get enough votes from working people to win the election. A campaign that unites working class people and their allies on the right, center, and left for an economy that guarantees everyone their basic needs might demonstrate a unity of workers that has not existed for decades in the U.S. Mamdani is betting on the appeal of economic rights, right to affordable housing, food, a safe environment, child care, health care, affordable transportation, etc., from voters who are struggling or barely getting by in the economy. An economic divide hurts communities in many ways. Will this election reverse the trend? It's easy to assume that any economy, capitalist, socialist, solidarity, market-based, whatever, will have lots of inequality, but some certainly have less equality than others, such as the corporate capitalism we live under now. But even in this country, there have been decades when the division between wealthy and low income were huge, such as the 1920s and the 2020s, and other decades where the economy lifted almost all boats, like the late 1940s through the early 1970s. Today, with so-called equalizing institutions, such as SNAP benefits and health care subsidies being reduced or eliminated, it looks like a really rough time for working people. But perhaps they will rise up in places like New York City and turn the tide. Do you think every person should have economic rights, such as those I just listed? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping for a demonstration of worker power and solidarity in New York City.